Pink Curve is another work that I made in response to the artworks that are on permanent display at the Holocaust Memorial Museum in D.C. And the work that Pink Curve references is a very large wall sculpture called Memorial by Ellsworth Kelly. Ellsworth Kelly's work is white, and against a white wall in a kind of awkward place that it's installed in the museum, I think that it often just goes unnoticed by visitors. What I was thinking about with this series of works was what art can say or do in the face of historical atrocity. And so with my piece, Pink Curve, I wanted to inject some political and personal content into the Ellsworth Kelly sculpture. So my work is a hybrid of the Ellsworth Kelly sculpture and a pink triangle, which was the symbol that homosexual men were made to wear in Nazi Germany. And then the symbol was subsequently reclaimed by the gay liberation movement and as a symbol of visibility and remembrance.
What's interesting is today there are many Jews in the face of rising European anti-Semitism and rising American anti-Semitism who have reclaimed the Jewish star. Maybe it was a gift for a bar bat mitzvah that sat in the jewelry box for decades. And suddenly there's a need to say this star, which was a marker in some previous decades of my destruction, will become reclaimed by me as a symbol of pride. I can wear this openly. A democracy allows me to have objects that identify me that I can wear with pride. And I think in some way what Jonathan Horowitz is doing is very similar. He's taking a symbol that was a mark of quote unquote degenerates in the time of Nazi genocide and saying, how can this be reclaimed as a symbol of belonging? And a symbol once again of pride.